and student news. We are
Shut Up!
You are Sparta. This is CNN Student News. Thanks to those students in Michigan for getting things started for us today. Now, let's get to the headlines.
Thank you for that welcome. And thank you, Pennsylvania, Delaware, Rhode Island, Connecticut, and New York. Thank you.
Former Massachusetts Governor Mitt Romney thanking voters in all the states that held primaries on Tuesday. That is because Governor Romney won all of those primaries. During a speech that night, the presumptive Republican nominee sounded like he was focusing his attention on the general election against President Obama. Romney's getting closer to winning enough delegates to officially win his party's presidential nomination. After Tuesday's contest, CNN estimates that he has around 840 of the 1,144 delegates that it takes to be the nominee. The next chance to win delegates won't be until May 8th. That's when the next Republican primaries are scheduled.
Today's shout-out goes out to Mr. Benbow's social studies classes at Fortuna High School in Fortuna, California. This famous landmark is located in Washington, D.C. What building is it? Here we go. Is it the White House, U.S. Supreme Court, U.S. Capitol, or Pentagon? You've got 3 seconds. Go. This building has been home to the U.S. Supreme Court since 1935. That's your answer, and that's your shout-out.
There were two groups of protesters outside that building on Wednesday, people who support and people who are against Arizona's controversial immigration law. Inside, the Supreme Court justices were hearing a case about that law. What it basically comes down to is whether states or the federal government have the authority to enforce certain laws. Kate Baldwin has more.
Two men on the front lines, both fighting illegal immigration, but they couldn't be farther apart. David Salgado is a 20-year Phoenix police veteran. He's supposed to enforce Arizona's immigration law. Instead, he's trying to stop it, and his lawsuit helped trigger a Supreme Court battle.
I think it was a racist law, because that law was basically picks and chooses certain people. When I took an oath over, 20 years ago, they said, I'm going to enforce all laws and treat everyone equal. I can't treat the Hispanics equally because I'm going to profile them.
Glenn Spencer heads a private group that patrols the border along his 104-acre ranch with high-tech equipment, planes, cameras, even testing a sonic barrier.
Yeah. And so this flashing here would indicate, okay, here we go.
Spencer says he and the state are stepping in where Washington has failed.
This is a wholesale invasion of Arizona. And our federal government is not protecting the state. We're going to make sure that they get all the help and the federal government gets all the help that it needs to do the job.
It's an old fight, but a new battleground. And it all comes down to this. The U.S.-Mexico border and the Arizona law known as SB 1070, meant to crack down on illegal border crossings. But the question dividing this state is who should be enforcing illegal immigration laws.
Vamos por el paso.
SB 1070 requires local police like Officer Salgado to check people's immigration status while enforcing other laws if the police have, quote, reasonable suspicion they're in the country illegally. All in an effort, the state's governor says, to help federal authorities deal with illegal immigration.
They're coming across our borders in huge numbers. The drug cartels have taken control of the immigration, illegal trespassing.
But the Obama administration and the law's opponents argue the federal government alone has power over immigration enforcement.
What happens here is being closely watched by states across the country. A wild card, though. Justice Elena Kagan has pulled herself out of hearing this case, which raises the possibility of a 4-4 split, meaning this election year fight could be pushed to another day. Kate Baldwin, CNN, at the U.S.-Mexico border.
See if you can ID me. I'm a period of decreased business activity. I'm usually associated with a drop in the stock market, in the housing market, and an increase in unemployment. But I'm not as severe as a depression. I'm a recession. a significant economic decline.
And that's what the United Kingdom might be going through right now. The country's economy has been down recently. If the UK is in a recession, it would be the second one in 4 years. It's not the only country dealing with economic problems, though. China has the world's second largest economy, but it started slowing down late last year. Huge parts of Europe have been struggling, besides the UK. And in the United States, the economy was sluggish in the first quarter. That's the first 3 months of this year. Britain's younger workers have been hit especially hard by the financial crisis. Jim Bolden looks at how a major upcoming event is offering some opportunities. He also examines how long that help might last.
The economic crisis has taken its toll on Britain's youth. 1 million plus are now unemployed. That's more than 22% of those aged 16 to 24. It might be worse in London if it were not for the upcoming Summer Olympics.
How many of you actually
Some of the Olympic money has gone to helping London's disadvantaged youth get job training.
Hi, I'm Dame Kelly Holmes, double Olympic champion.
British Olympic gold medalist Kelly Holmes is also using her success to get London kids to see the benefits. Her charity uses athletes to inspire young people.
What we find when we work with the young people through our Get On Track program is they're seeing the whole of the East London landscape changing, and that's really inspirational for them, and new opportunities developing.
But by the autumn, the Olympics will be over, and many of the temporary jobs will go.
So no worries then that the legacy will sort of peter away after the Olympics?
Well, I think none of us should think that anything's going to be simple. We have a real responsibility to make sure that the legacy is a real legacy and lives and breathes beyond.
And much of the youth training has nothing to do with the Games. Some of those in the Holmes Project get training in London's top firms. Recruitment agency Morgan Hunt is one.
These kids aren't aware of the skills they have, and so they'll come to us, or they'll come to Legacy Trust with some skills, but no real understanding of how that correlates to the business world. So these guys will come and do workshops with us on CVs or interviewing skills.
London's unemployed youth don't always have a good reputation. Youth workers say many want to work, but the buzz around the Olympics won't last, and youth unemployment is already near record highs. Jim Bolden, CNN. London.
A 16-year-old in Florida is using Facebook to try to raise awareness about the dangers of drunk driving. It's an issue that is very personal for her and her family. Earlier this month, the Camacho family was involved in a car accident. The minivan they were driving was ripped in half by the force of the impact. Authorities say the driver who allegedly hit the family's vehicle was drunk and speeding at around 100 miles per hour. The family's younger daughter, 13-year-old Kaylee, was killed in the accident. Her older sister, Brianne, turned to social media with a plea to help keep other families from facing a similar tragedy.
Even if you don't know me or my family or my sister, like, we can save lives. This isn't supposed to happen. We need to stop drunk driving, and we can start here.
On our blog, we're wondering how else you think someone could get the word out about drunk driving. CNNStudentNews.com is where you can tell us your thoughts, and only your first name, please. Before we go, a goat, a curse, and a 1,900-mile journey. This barnyard buddy may not know it, but the hopes of the Chicago Cubs fans could be resting on his shoulders, at least the hopes of a few of them. Five friends are walking from Arizona to Chicago, and they're bringing this goat along for the ride. The hope is that he'll break a supposed curse that's kept the Cubs from winning a World Series for decades. The walk isn't just about the ball game. The friends are also raising money for cancer research. So far, they've raised more than $6,000. The Cubs have the worst record in the National League right now, so if you want to break that curse, there's a long way to go. We knew a bad punt is the best way to get your goat, but curses, we are out of time. For CNN Student News, I'm Carl Zeus.